Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And it's time now for Southern California Lifestyles with the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley. And this is a segment entitled, It Takes a Village, and we'll find out what Bobby's talking about and so many more things that are going on there at Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing really well, and thank you. And hello, everyone, and welcome to Southern California Lifestyles. I'm Bobby Dooley. My husband, Steve, is here. And we do, Phil, want to talk about how it does take a village. And I think what Mrs. Clinton meant by that is really to raise a child, we all have to look out for each other.
Okay, yeah, I remember when she said it takes a village. How does that pertain to, by the way, how long do we have to play this music?
By contract for another 60 seconds.
Okay.
Could you pop this part up? I like it. Whee! That's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, great. So, anyway, the... now I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you're going to ask me about what's going on here at Western Estates. And really, Phil, a lot of things. But what it takes a village means is ready to look out for each other.
Okay, now, when you look out for each other, meaning how? And you guys are in a little community, not a little community there. How many homes do you have there?
On Western Estates, we have 150 homes. They all range in price from $700,000 all the way up to the million-dollar range. We all have large family rooms. We also have separate billiard rooms. They're all on large parcels. We have a quarter acre for each home. And I'll tell you, Phil, what is happening in our neighborhood right now is that Janice Reynolds. Do you know Janice?
I think I met her at one of your homeowners meetings.
Well, she lives three doors down in the Poplar Phase, which is a gorgeous, sort of a Mediterranean feel. They ordered their furniture to finish. They ordered their furniture to have it delivered, and Janice was had to finish her real estate license exam. And so she asked me if I would oversee the delivery of their furniture.
This is your neighbor?
This is my neighbor, yes. But I have to do something because the van showed up. Now, keep in mind, this is Mediterranean. They have a step-down foyer with terracotta pavers, French doors. They have the pool, a really, really, really nice look. And the garbage that she picked out, wrong colors, wrong style. You know, I thought if it takes a village, it takes a village. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for each other.
This is furniture that she picked out.
This was horrible. And she asked me to be there for the van when it arrived, and I couldn't do it. And here's where I want to tell your listeners, this is so important. You have to take the bold step. Even though Janice had picked out this furniture, I knew it was wrong for her. I knew it was wrong. I sent the van away.
With the furniture in it?
With the furniture in it. I said, I will not be a party to a very dear friend of mine and a very close neighbor of mine committing really what amounts to cold-blooded murder. Only this is fashion murder. And it's almost as bad, Phil. I don't want to minimize...
Well, let's not use the word murder because that, you know, that conjures...
Well, I know it conjures so many things, but when you put the kind of crap into a home that she was going to put into her home, a horrible-looking lounger, she had all the wrong colors for her dining room set. I called Rudy Mitchell. You know Rudy.
Yeah, the interior designer.
I called him up. I said, Rudy, we have got an emergency. She's at her real estate exam right now. I know she's going to be home soon. They're not going to have furniture for the weekend, even though they have guests.
And no, whoa. Hold on for a minute.
What?
Okay. Your friend, your neighbor, asked you to wait for furniture that she had picked out to arrive at her home.
Yes.
And you sent it away because it looked bad.
Phil, it takes a village. Okay. And
I got it that it takes a village. You sent it away even though she had friends visiting?
Yes, and that was bad. It was bad that she had people visit.
Well, where are they going to sleep?
Phil, you know what? I guess on the floor. I don't know. But
she's got friends visiting for the weekend, and there's no furniture? There's no beds? There's no nothing?
No, because the furniture she picked out was wrong for the Poplar Phase.
And you got to understand, Phil, it's some real crap.
Is that Steve?
Yeah, Steve. Phil's here.
You got to understand.
I understand it, Steve. I got to talk to your wife, okay? Not you.
I just say it was crap.
Steve says it was real crap.
Okay, if you guys decide that Janice Reynolds' furniture is real crap, that's one thing. But to send it off and have her guests... And by the way, are you picking out her furniture for you? Because you said you went out...
We called Rudy.
You called Rudy Mitchell.
Yes. And I told Janice this. And
well, how did she react to all of this?
You know something? She's being really selfish. She's not speaking to me. I think it's really wrong of her. And
oh, well, no kidding she's not talking to you. Now, what is Rudy going to do?
Phil, the family room and the living room, I called Rudy, and we picked out some things, Duvaux and Brillstein, tasteful sofas. I saw her place in shades of shrimp and mauve, okay?
And shrimp and mauve. You mean like a pink?
A pink. I'll tell you, Janice is really naive, Phil. Her kids are just, you know, decorating your house is so nice, Phil, if you can do it right. We put some beautiful wallpaper up. I got, you know what my house looks like, Phil? My bedroom has black velvet and red velvet. We have flocked wallpaper. Our kitchen is in saffron and celery. I love an explosion of color. And
okay, so you got a kitchen that you painted in saffron green or
saffron yellow.
All right, saffron yellow, celery green. You have black velvet and what?
Black and red velvet in our bedroom with flocked wallpaper. This is daring. This is exciting. This is what I see for Janice. Okay.
Well, she's upset because you came into her home and you decided to start making decisions for her that she wouldn't make for herself.
Because she's naive, Phil. Because she's got children, because she has a real estate career, because she doesn't concentrate on her own home. The stuff she picked out was horrible. And I was doing her a favor.
No, my wife's crying.
I'm sorry that your wife's crying, Steve, okay? I'm sorry. I've had a lot of people crying on the show today, including me. I was crying during some commercial breaks.
Why is that? Because your show sucks?
No, not because my show sucks.
Phil, he was just kidding.
Well, you tell him to get off the other line, okay? Now, I'm asking you how your neighbor is taking this.
Well, Phil, she's upset, but it takes a village means that you have to look out for people, even if they don't know how to look out for themselves. And the pure living garbage that she was going to throw into that house, without even so much as consulting a color chart, without even so much as deciding on drapes or blinds. I love to go with the accordion effect. And I really think drapes are passe. I think the blinds are nice.
Well, you may think this. This has got nothing to do with her, okay? And that's the point that I'm trying to make. And this is what you call It Takes a Village.
This is It Takes a Village, Phil. And if more people subscribe, and I know you're upset, but you really have to understand that it means so much to be able to walk into a home, see a beautiful avocado green carpeting, avocado shag green carpeting. Okay, listen to this, Phil.
Oh, man.
Just listen to this.
This is what you picked out for her.
Yes. Avocado green shag carpeting, saffron wallpaper, and celery green sofa, okay?
Yeah.
Then we have sort of a shrimp-colored interior of the kitchen and large, beautiful mustard-colored chairs. And then we have a mustard-colored leather sofa in the family room.
And even if she doesn't like any of this?
She doesn't know fashion. She's naive. It takes a village.
All right, it takes a village to help your friends who are fashion impaired.
It takes a village to help your friends who need to decorate their homes. When she walks in and she sees that beautiful avocado green carpeting and the big mustard-colored chairs, she's...
She's going to throw up.
No, you know what?
You just hurt my wife's feelings.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't know that taking over a woman's interior decorating is the thing to do, man. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby Dooley here. This is part of, Southern California Lifestyles, It Takes a Village. Her friend Janice Reynolds ordered some furniture, and Bobby sent it away and ordered furniture for Janice. And the stuff that, I'm not a fashion coordinator or an interior decorator, but avocado green shag carpeting? Sounds wrong to me. And Mike, even though I know you got tons of mustard-colored furniture, do you really think that you'd want to see that in a house that's, you know, somebody paid some real money for? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Village.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Your friend orders furniture. You are there at the house.
Yes, Phil. I've really discussed this with you.
Well, I want to reset it for my audience. You're there at the house.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're there at the house. The furniture shows up. You look at the furniture and you make the decision that it was so cruddy you couldn't put it in her home, so you send it away. Do you understand?
Phil, Janice is a wonderful girl. She doesn't know anything about furnishing. She ordered things that were all wrong. She ordered...
Well, like what?
She had bar stools for her kitchenette that were wrong. I don't think a pool table should have tan felt. I think it should be green.
Wait a second. I have a tan felt pool table.
I think that's very, very unusual, okay?
Well, I happen to have one, and I happen to like tan felt. It's different from green. Okay, what are you going to have a green felt pool table for?
Phil, you don't know anything about fashion, okay? I do. What we got for her home...
She didn't even ask you to redecorate her home, and you went out and you got... And I took some notes here. Avocado green shag carpeting, mustard walls...
Yes. Are you telling me that...
I'm just saying it sounds goofy.
Well, I can tell you, I know interior design. And the women know what I'm talking about, Phil. You're a man, and...
Well, I did, okay. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, women know. Men... unless they're gay, and I do know a lot of gay interior designers, and that, yes, that is a fact, they are.
But unless they're gay. Okay.
It's a stereotype, but it's true.
Well, you know something, you're wrong. I'm a man, I live in a house, I know it looks good in a house. Here's Tulsa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yes, sir,
go ahead. I'm not... Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
What? I got a question.
Have you got your radio turned up, Ace?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, you don't have your radio on in the background, though, huh?
No.
Okay, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 60 years old, and that red and black flock wallpaper you was talking about...
Yes, that's black...
...went out about 60 years ago.
No, that's red and black flocked velvet wallpaper.
Yes.
It's really wonderful. It's tasteful.
And very sexy.
Taste.
I mean, that...
Do you have that in your home?
I wouldn't have that in a birdcage that I kept covered up.
Well, you know, God, you just gave me a great idea. Put it into a birdcage.
Yeah, only as long as you keep it covered up where nobody can see it.
I think what you're saying, sir, is it sounds lousy, but my bigger...
It's been out of style and out of fashion for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. No,
Wherever she got her ASID license, which I doubt she has...
Are you an interior decorator?
I got my ASID. I've been in the furniture business for 37 years, ma'am.
Okay, what do you think of...
And you're telling me about green shag carpet?
Oh, it's lovely.
And you're telling me about black and red floss wallpaper?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I really love that saffron on celery look. You know the saffron on green?
Yeah.
And
what is that, yellow on green?
Yellow. I love a yellow family room with green leather furniture, okay? And a green...
Well, that's what you like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I was that friend of yours, ex-friend of yours, you described, her taste level's higher than yours.
Well, you know, you just didn't see the garbage that she had being delivered at her home.
What's garbage?
It was all from North Carolina. It was all that wood...
That's handmade furniture, okay?
I'm not from North Carolina. But I've been there more times than you have.
You know, a lot of these colors.
Your taste level.
But you know, a lot of these colors are coming back into style. Maybe I'm a little bit ahead of my time.
No, you're not ahead of your time. You're 30 years behind time.
You say you have your ASS. What kind of license?
Well, hey, if you're a decorator.
No,
that's just it, sir. She's not a decorator. She's a next-door neighbor.
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association, okay? So I have a right to look at someone's home and say, oh, God, you know, it's icky.
Well, what you described about your house, ma'am, that's what people would say about it. It's icky.
No, I
green
think it's
green carpet and black.
Do you have
red block wallpaper?
I think it's very tasteful to have a chain link fence around the perimeter of your property. Well, what's so funny? I know many, many decorators that favor these colors. Okay.
Well, so you're in the furniture business, are you?
She's a joke. She is a living, breathing joke.
Well, you know something that really hurts.
Oh, well, it ought to because it's the truth.
Well, it hurts me.
You hurt my wife. You hurt my wife, mister.
Okay, Steve, off the other end, okay? All right, sir, thank you for your call, okay?
Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a guy.
He doesn't know anything. Philly's a hick from Tulsa. He's, you know, what does he know, you know?
Well, they have furniture in Tulsa, okay? Here is.
Well, yeah, but not a lot of it.
Okay, here's Moore Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Go ahead, ma'am. Your car phone's breaking up, so we may not have long together.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You were my neighbor. And,
okay, yeah, your car phone is really crapping out. Hold the line, okay? Here is Gretna, Nebraska. Hello.
Hello.
Could you turn your radio down, dear?
I think
mm-hmm.
it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Bobby Dilley. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been listening
to
your advice, and it sounds like it's just way back when I was in high school.
No, I'm talking about the lovely green shag carpeting that sort of cascades down into the kitchen. Then you have a beautiful Formica-style, Spanish-style terracotta paver that blends up into the mustard-colored walls and the avocado refrigerator. Okay?
You know, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
How can you even buy this stuff? Because they don't even sell avocado refrigerators.
Where do you get avocado refrigerators?
And shag carpeting's not sold any longer either.
No, you know what you do? You can spray paint the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
What? What's wrong with that?
Well, it'll just look like it's been spray painted.
No. Here's what you do. Get a kind of a watercolor thing. Let the kids do it. Because I believe in an explosion of color. That's my thing.
That may be your thing, but what about your neighbor?
She doesn't know any. She's 28 years old. She doesn't know her rear end from 40 cents a week. Okay?
Oh.
You see? What's your name, dear?
My name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
I'm Bobby.
And you know,
mm-hmm.
you have your own things that you like, but
yes.
You can't force yourself on another person's home.
That's true, unless
did you take her furniture
mm-hmm.
out by yourself and just take it away from her?
No, they were going to deliver it.
No, they were going to deliver it, and she turned the van around.
That's right.
You could do that?
But I did that. I'm not going to let a friend of mine decorate and furnish her home like a Kansas City whorehouse, okay?
Well, you have no idea.
Well, that's what I was. I'm just not going to do it.
If you were having a delivery.
Where do you live?
I'm on a farm outside of Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, my God. It must be beautiful. It must be gorgeous.
I like to have things that look kind of old fashioned.
You have early American, maybe some Danish colonial.
No, mm-hmm. I just kind of have a country style of
country
thing.
You know what I love is the French country. I love the French farmhouse with the, you know, it takes a village. Who helped you decorate your house?
Well, I would not choose because
I think for a farmhouse, I like, and this is going to sound crazy, duck dung brown.
What?
I just like the color of dung fertilizer, you know, a nice brown on everything.
Brown?
Because, yeah,
like fertilizer?
Like cow dung.
And why?
Because she's on a farm. She lives in it.
Well,
she's
that is why I do not want to have that in my
mm-hmm.
house to remind me of it.
But you know you're living in it. You're smelling it. Why not look at it?
No.
I just sleep in it.
No.
That's what I want to do. I want duck pea yellow.
Okay. All right. I ain't buying this, man. Let's decorate our farmhouse in duck pea yellow and cow dung brown. Say, what would you decorate a farmhouse in? I mean, if you're lucky enough to live on a farm, which would be awesome, wouldn't it be cool? What, are you going to send out to Broyhill or something? Come on in, some guy waltzes in with an ascot on in your farm? I don't know. Red barn probably works, yeah. Just the red barn thing. All right, we're going to come back with Bobby Dooley. She is with the Western States Homeowners Association. This is a segment called Southern California Lifestyles. She actually was at a friend's home when they were delivering that friend's furniture. She told the furniture van to go away. Bobby's replaced all that furniture with her own taste in furniture, and her friend didn't know anything about it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association on this segment of Southern California Lifestyles, this segment entitled, It Takes a Village. Yeah, now, you've taken, Bobby, a phrase used by Mrs. Clinton. It's originally an African phrase about a community helping itself. And you took your friend's furniture.
So I have heard you already about.
Let me finish this. You took your friend's furniture and sent it away.
No, listen, Steve.
I don't want to talk to you, Steve.
No, but you're talking to my wife. My wife knows all about interior decorating.
I don't want to talk to you, man. I'd like to talk to you. Kill that music. I'd like to talk to your wife, okay?
You're supposed to play the music.
Play it, okay?
Phil, this is Bobby Dooley. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
First of all, I think you need to understand that I am... Listen to what we have in our home, okay?
I don't care how good you are.
Just listen. We have avocado everywhere in our family room with Harvest Gold picture frames.
Harvest Gold? I don't know what that is.
Okay, you don't know it because you're not an interior decorator.
Right.
It's gorgeous. Ask any woman.
All right, well, we'll take some more phone calls. You may be fantastic, but...
But I shouldn't help a friend who doesn't have taste?
Is she mad?
Yes, she's angry. She's angry because she doesn't have any taste, not because I picked out furniture for her. She's angry because she's angry at herself. Janice just doesn't have an eye for the interior of a home.
Okay, here's Moore Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to say to your caller, please, that I think there are some principles violated. I personally would be furious if you were my neighbor, and this has to be a complete spoof.
Well,
Are you kidding around? How could you send somebody's furniture away, okay?
Because I care about people on my block doesn't mean that I'm a joke, okay?
Well, yeah, but you took the woman's furniture and you said...
Phil, the woman was about to put furniture into her home that she'd be very unhappy with.
Well, okay, can I bring up
a
couple of things?
I'm a friend. I don't know about the two of you. I'm a friend to my friends. Okay,
hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends, too. And I think there's at least three or four things that were violated here if you were a friend and a neighbor. First of all, her trust in you was violated. Also, you made an agreement to meet the truck.
I couldn't let her do that.
Well, just a minute. You made an agreement to meet the truck, and you broke that promise in far as your intent went. And your honesty, if you were a friend, you should have been honest. Instead, you didn't
Well, you know what? I made
that.
A judgment call. I made a judgment call.
Wait a minute. You should have made
needs
that
in her
about
front,
the furniture
she needs
before
red
it
velvet
was
drapes.
Delivered.
She needs red, thick, red velvet drapes in her living
minute.
Room.
And
thick red velvet drapes.
Yes.
That's your
And those
opinion.
Old kerosene style lamps.
You are
you
violating
know?
Her opinion.
In other words, you
she
need to make her
feelings.
Home.
Her feelings, her taste is in her rear end. If you'll pardon me for saying
Oh, well, wait a minute.
If you'll
wait
beg me
minute.
For saying so. But her taste
you know
is straight up her
My taste is not all that bad. And I have
well,
a dress shop, and my clients love the colors and so forth.
What do you think
I
of this? This is what I did with her living room. Red velvet,
well,
crushed red velvet drapes.
What you have is what some of my neighbors had in the early 70s.
Thick red velvet drapes
and
with lots of lace at the bottom
becoming.
And top. And fern baskets everywhere. Just an explosion of fern baskets.
What is this?
Well,
it sounds like
what?
A whorehouse.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
It sounds like a whorehouse. Red velvet.
How dare you?
For her inconvenience.
She should get on her hands and knees
I'm
and
sorry.
Crawl from her home to mine. And
if you
have,
are in a homeowners association,
yes, we
they
are.
Could disbar you from that association.
Excuse me, I cannot allow her to have... You know what we did to her living room? Listen to this and tell me this
no,
is wrong.
No, I've listened
we
and I cannot believe
We have hanging ceramic cherubs.
The colors.
The colors? What is wrong? Excuse me. Saffron and celery go together
no,
beautifully.
No, I'm sorry. But you know what? It isn't very cheery to walk into something dark anymore.
No, we're walking into saffron is bright yellow.
Yes, but with avocado green shag carpeting, where did you find shag carpeting?
I have my connections, and wouldn't you like to know, okay? And also we
well,
have ceramic.
Well, I tell you what, I'm way past that. That was in the early 70s.
Well, you know
we
what?
Did that.
It may
not
be good
anymore.
For you. It may not be good for you, but it's good for me, and it's
well,
good for her.
Well, it wasn't good for her.
It's
That's
not good for
point.
Her.
She doesn't know what she likes. Look. I took her to a
she
shop.
She knew exactly what she liked. That's why she's mad at you.
I suppose you think that hanging ceramic cherubs is wrong. Is that right?
Listen, it
you
is whatever
ceramic
this woman
cherubs?
Likes.
Yes. Well,
whatever this woman mm-hmm. likes, that's her home.
That's her
you
home.
Violated
and
it.
But she lives in Western Estates, and I have to come to her house for drinks, and I have to look at her furniture.
Well,
no,
she
that's
has
not
to look
happen.
At yours. My
no,
goodness.
She doesn't. I don't invite her to my home.
Oh, that's
well,
really
then
that's.
You don't. Mm-hmm. You're really not a friend.
Yes, I am. I keep her out of my house until she gets better taste.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. San Antonio, hello. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, I'm Bobby. How are you?
Okay.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mm-hmm. major problem with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And please don't interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting. I'm here for you.
The biggest problem with
mm-hmm.
someone that thinks that
mm-hmm.
their homeowners association
mm-hmm.
yields
mm-hmm.
the kind of power to
mm-hmm.
take away the God-given right
mm-hmm.
and the governmental right
mm-hmm.
for us to choose what we want
mm-hmm.
in our home.
But it was wrong for her home. It was wrong
it's
for her home.
It's none of your business, not
wrong.
As a homeowners association
mm-hmm.
or a neighbor.
It was wrong for
what
her home.
I wear, how I raise my children.
Yes, it is.
How my house looks.
Yes, it is.
The difference.
It takes a village.
The rule.
It takes a
village. And do not interrupt me again.
It takes
the
a village.
The rule and the laws and homeowners associations are
mm-hmm.
set by the association and by the
it would
city
have brought
code.
Down
and
value.
All she has to do
and
is
she
keep jump
that
out of her yard
her mm-hmm.
and her grass cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
second,
if she
finally,
puts that kind of furniture
finally,
in her home.
Please don't interrupt me
please
again.
Please do not interrupt me again. If she,
well, you're both interrupting each other, okay?
Well, I think I have a right to say something, and she's just not
okay, hold on.
I want to get
hold on.
It
well,
out
I just,
because
she's
I
not
going to
get it
cell
out.
Cell
she's trying to turn our beautiful community into a slum, and I'm not going to let it happen.
Oh, grow up, will you?
Well, she won't let me talk.
Don't
interrupt me.
Don't insult men that way. There are quite a few out there. They're very professional, who have a very good taste.
They're gay.
Harvest Gold.
They're all gay.
Avocado Green. Safflower Yellow. Is in fact, and so far, every person that has called in, and not only professional and an amateur status, has known that those colors are all from the 70s. The 70s are having a comeback, but not
it.
In the
you
house.
You got it.
Only in
you
clothing.
You got it. It's making
and
a comeback.
And the clothing is going out of style in 1 year.
Well,
a
I'll tell
home
you so
has
much.
To be lived in. It's very expensive. Therefore, it's life. I
okay.
am an interior decorator.
Oh,
an interior decorator
we get to the bottom.
Okay, let me ask you a question, ma'am. You're an interior
taste.
Decorator? You're an interior decorator? Okay, let me ask you a question. Avocado green and saffron yellow.
Perfect colors for her home.
Well, hold on. Are those colors that are totally, you like, makes people want to vomit? Because that makes me want to vomit just hearing about it, okay?
How dare you laugh
let
at me.
Let me tell you what. If
you
I wanted to revisit the 70s, I would ask this woman what kind of acid she's dropping.
You know something? That's slanderous. I'm a mother, and if you were standing in front of me, I'd kick you.
Honey,
I kick you
well,
up your butt
off,
area.
Well, first off, it sounds like you're a very violent woman, and that's kind
well,
of scary.
Well, no, you
I don't
accused
think
me just now of using drugs. You accused
woman.
Me of using drugs.
It's not slanderous.
And I want your name and address.
Why it
I want to know where you,
you
live.
You can impose
how dare
your
you?
Taste on another person.
I'll tell
person.
You why. Because
obviously,
your taste
you
is in her rear
portion. Obviously, you must not be
portions.
From America.
I come from America. Where are you from? I come
I'm
from an America.
America.
I love an explosion of color. I want
good.
An explosion of
that's
color.
Well, then maybe
you
like throwing up. That's an
neighbor.
Explosion of color.
How dare you? I would kick you right in your balls, and I'd kick her in the snatch, because both of you...
I'm going to hang up on you in a moment
she's
if you don't...
a very rude woman,
I'm
and
rude.
I don't think
how
she's
dare
very
you
God-fearing. There's
God
a definite
fearing?
Problem there.
And by the way, who paid for the new furniture that you ordered for your friend?
She has to put 50% up front.
You know, I believe you're... that woman has some kind of legal right
you're putting
to
50...
go after her.
Go after me in what sense?
Well, interfering in her own, your own private... I mean, you turned away her truck.
No, she should pay
she was,
me.
She's having
she
guests.
She should pay me a finder's fee for the great furniture that I put in her home.
Oh,
not
if,
to mention, not
no,
to mention
I'm
the royal
agreement
blue
with
wallpaper.
The one gentleman about lining the birdcage.
Okay, so there's a royal blue wallpaper, black and velvet flocked wallpaper. You have crushed red velvet drapes.
Isn't it great?
You have saffron yellow and celery green in the kitchen, and you spray paint the refrigerator.
I'm artistic, and it's very different. And people like this lady in San Antonio who shops out of a catalog, well, there's
I don't
the
shop out of a catalog,
la différence. Viva la différence.
Exactly.
Right.
And
all right,
your
ladies.
Difference is not her difference.
Okay.
You have no business imposing your opinion
we
on her
we did her kitchen
opinion.
Cabinets in fake
and
red brick wallpaper.
And the only reason she's upset is because you put
okay.
her in a bind.
What do you think of this? We did her kitchen cabinets in fake red brick wallpaper. What do you think?
I think that
the woman's speechless.
You have no business interfering on making comments about people you don't know. So far, you have slandered every single solitary person.
You called me a drug taker. I'm going to kick you up the backside.
I asked you what you were doing.
What is this whole trip? What is this about?
I'm sorry.
You know, you're really blowing me away.
Okay.
Hicks.
Yeah, she
she's
did.
Imposed upon.
So she's got red brick.
Where the racial slurs going to come in next?
Are you black?
You know, I really think no, I'm not.
Well, then they won't be any for you. But I'll tell you.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
You don't know what I am, and you won't know.
I bet you're Indian. You're from Texas. I bet you got some Indian in you. Huh?
Injun?
Yeah.
You know, I would swear that this whole thing's a put-on because everything
you know something?
Said
I care very much about my friends.
Is I would suggest
you know
that
what I could do your house
crayon
in moccasin.
Box and look up the colors.
You know what I could do? I could do your house in TP yellow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the end of that. Thank you very much.
Both of you can kiss my bright red
have
rosy.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you
and
too.
Hopefully no one will take her seriously,
well,
the Homeowners Association president,
and
because
she
scares me.
I hate both of you very much. You're both terrible.
Well, there we go. She hung up. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. So red brick wallpaper. There you go. It looks like the improv in your kitchen. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I don't know how much time I have to tell you to impart this story, but a guy by the name of Ronald Gay, police say that Ronald Gay in Roanoke, Virginia, asked directions to a gay bar so he could shoot some gay people. Now, this apparently happened over the weekend, and the reason why he asked directions to a gay bar so he could shoot some gay people is because he'd been made fun of his whole life because he had the name Ronald Gay. According to his brother, he had been made fun of when he was in the Marine Corps. Now, according to police, Gay, a drifter from Florida, walked calmly into the Backstreet Cafe late on Friday, ordered a beer, then pulled a 9mm pistol from his trench coat and began shooting in the crowded bar. It's just a sick and horrible and terrible story that this guy, who obviously has bigger problems than his name. And when I hear stories like this, I go, I don't believe that that's what drove that guy to homicide. It can't be. And sure enough, I read further down, the guy is some whack job from the Army, and he was in Vietnam. So is another Vietnam problem? I don't know. In other words, another whacked out Vietnam vet? It's got nothing to do with having the name Gay. Do you think so? Now we got time for another call here. Hi, you're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show, Los Angeles.
Well, yep, how you doing?
Good.
You know that story about that guy named Ronald Gay, right?
Yes, sir.
I think that is so tragic that he took human life, you know, because I had a very dear friend who died last year, Dick Burns. And he never, ever took nobody's life, you know.
Because?
Because his name was Dick Burns. He could have. I mean, I gave him crap his whole life, man.
His name's Dick Burns.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was. And yet he never shot nobody. And it seems to me he'd have more of a right to shoot someone, starting with his parents.
Okay, that's...
So I'd just like to say, Dick Burns...
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
By the way, my Dick Burns...
Okay!
I am very good looking, and I relax people by my
Much whenever you go out with these women, because your attitude just throws you all away, buddy.
Well, what did I do? Here I am, a guy who cares about women.
Or you want to examine women, you know, their breast exam.
Yeah.
And then you're offering them wine and cheese and to make a film.
Yeah, well, what
just
I'm saying
your
is
medical
that,
and your crazy ideas
in.
Mixed up there.
All I'm saying,
I don't think
man,
anybody
is,
in your in your idea should be breast examining any women at all.
All
and these
saying
women
is,
gotta be really stupid and desperate to go into your clinic, buddy. That's all I've got to say.
All
because you've
that,
got no concern. You've got no. I mean, you're not being considerate for these women's feelings because
right.
You're saying that if you find a lump
right.
in their breast, that you're gonna tell them go away, go to your doctor.
Yeah, you said that, Chris.
You're supposed to be there to help them. To, any kind of doctor is supposed to be
some kind of a counseling, some kind of a shoulder to lean on,
right.
letting them know, hey, well, you know, we can refer you to this clinic.
Right.
Can you even refer anybody to anywhere but maybe a cheese deli or a wine store?
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. First of all, when the women come in, they're offered a nice glass of Chardonnay.
She asked you a question. Can you refer, if you find a lump in a woman's breast, can you refer her to a doctor?
Not right now.
Not right now, not everybody,
know.
Because you don't have that medical criteria that it takes to refer anybody. And you don't have the scruples to be breast examining any woman. And you say only ages 18 to 29? Well,
yes,
by God, what happens after they're 30?
They don't get as much of the cancer.
Or, you know...
They don't get as much of the cancer after 30.
Well, they don't get much of a chance with you either, right?
No, they don't get...
pretty insensitive.
No,
if you ask me.
I'm saying...
No, I don't care what you're saying. Your clinic is nothing but an open door to perverts like you.
Pervert? Look, you get a nice glass of Chardonnay.
You got to separate medical and filmmaking.
Cheese.
Because that sounds like you're trying to make a film, you know... And
after,
not trying to help women out there for breast cancer, and you
right.
do not.
Once
you
do they
not
find out they don't have cancer, they want to make
speaking
the
for
film.
That woman that just called a little while ago,
what
how
about,
you told her, I hope you have breast cancer. You don't hope anybody has breast cancer because you don't know how a woman feels when she is sick.
Well, she was mean.
I'm sorry to
she
say that,
come
but
down
you
with
do
it.
Not know what it feels like.
Well, she was
I
mean.
I suffered with my mother, and I hope to God that you suffer.
Well, wait a second, because the white wine comes from Napa Valley.
You know what?
And,
you
oh,
can
you
take
forget
your white
about
wine
it.
And you know what you can do with it, buddy?
Well, you tell me.
Including the cheese.
Recommend women to go to a cheese deli. What's that got to do with
cheese
anything?
Cheese deli has nothing to do with breast cancer, okay? It's got
but
nothing
to
do with breast. You
at our,
the wine.
At our clinic, it does.
No,
and
it doesn't.
That's good
once
for you.
You're going to get a woman tipsy, and then
all
you
right,
can
ma'am.
Feel her breath and say, here, let me make you feel good. Let me give you something else aside from the cheese and the wine. Let me fill you up. Let's make a film now.
Absolutely, Chris.
Facts mixed up.
Absolutely, Chris. Do you hear what this woman's saying? Here, let me feel your breasts, give you cheese and wine, and let's make an adult film even though you have breast cancer.
No, I'm saying once they find out they don't have cancer, then they relax, they want another glass of wine, then we can hit the movie. That's all I'm saying. You guys aren't even listening to me.
Whatever, man. The woman comes in to have her breast examined. She's going to go, oh, great, I don't have breast cancer. Well, might as well make a porn film. Are you nuts?
Well,
you are not. You are so insensitive.
You guys don't care.
You are so insensitive. I mean, you just said a little while ago on your show that if somebody has breast cancer, you're gonna tell them go away, go see your doctor. What is your purpose there?
No,
that's
I said
what
if
I
they,
want to know. What is your purpose there? It's not to help women out because you're helping. You're setting an age limit from 18 to 29.
Yeah, but
women are at risk at cancer at any age.
But
at
was,
any age, I'm sorry, it's not between 18 and 29.
But I was gonna
the
say
the risk go a lot higher after you're 35.
Well, but,
okay.
But
they're not. But once they reach age 35, then they're too old to be on the film, right?
Well, I was.
Is that what your main concern is? The film. It's finding a film and finding an excuse to be able to breast examine these people.
Yeah, but one of the things I was.
Yeah, but
say,
what?
Well, one of the things I was saying. Well, now I forgot.